At this point, I shall assume that you have listened to the previous track and you are already lying down or lying back with your body fully supported and in a pleasantly warm, comfortable and safe situation where you do not need to stay alert. To begin with, breathe slowly in and out a couple of times. Don't put a great deal of effort into it. When you breathe out, it should be a bit like a gentle sigh. Then pause just for a second or two before you take the next breath in. Begin to establish a slow, steady rhythm to your breathing. If your eyes are still open, just spend a few seconds focusing on some point or object in front of you. It might just be a mark on the ceiling, or a flower in a vase on the mantelpiece. Whatever it is, after a while, gently close your eyes. Spend a little time just being aware of any sounds that you can hear, just letting them drift over you. It might be sounds from outside, traffic perhaps, or children playing, the sounds of birds chirping. Whatever it is, just spend a few moments aware of these sounds, but not really making any effort to listen to them. You may also hear sounds from inside. A ticking clock, maybe, or people in other rooms, a central heating boiler making a noise, the sound of your own breathing. These sounds will probably continue in the background as you listen. That's fine. Just let your attention focus on this relaxation session. If you become aware that your mind is wandering off, gently focus again on the session. To start with, begin relaxing tense muscles, releasing the tightness that often accompanies stress and pain, making each part of your body feel as comfortable as possible, heavy and relaxed. Begin with your right foot and your right leg. Just be aware of any signs of tension, clenched toes perhaps, or your foot in a slightly awkward position. Gently wriggle your toes. Then let all the muscles relax. Let your foot and all of your leg gently rest, as if they feel heavy and you don't want to be bothered to move them. Comfortably relaxed. Let all the tension go. Now, think about your other foot and your other leg. For a few seconds, just be aware of any tension that may be there. Then gently stretch any tight muscles. Let them become loose and relaxed. Imagine that your leg feels heavy and you're going to let the surface you're resting on take the weight. Allow both your feet and both your legs to be still, heavy, relaxed, and as comfortable as possible. And next, switch your attention up to your left hand and your left arm. Spread out your fingers just a little, so that they're neither clenched nor straight. Release any tension in your arm. Let the muscles relax and let your hand and your arm rest, comfortable, heavy, and relaxed. And do the same with your right hand and right arm. Make sure that your fingers are neither stiff nor clenched. Let all the muscles loosen, relax, and let your hand and your arm rest. Comfortable, heavy. Just let your arms rest and your legs, free from all tension and relaxed. Now, turn your attention to the main part of your body. First to your back. Imagine that as you let the tension go from the muscles down your back, you're becoming just a fraction taller, straighter, more relaxed. Allow your shoulders and your back to rest, fully supported by the surface on which you're resting, heavy, calm, and relaxed. And for the front part of your body, concentrate on developing that slow, relaxed pattern of breathing with a gentle, steady rhythm. The kind of breathing that naturally occurs when you're feeling sleepy, with your tummy rather than your chest doing most of the movement. If you're not sure, you could gently move your hands so that one is resting on your chest and the other just below your ribs on your tummy. And breathe so that your tummy moves out when you breathe in and then goes down again when you breathe out. You've no need to worry if this doesn't happen. It can take practice. The key thing is for you to feel comfortable. Whatever is comfortable for you. Relaxed breathing. A slow, steady in and out. And now your head and your neck. Let your head be fully supported. Allow your neck muscles to rest, relaxed. Let your head become heavy. Allow the surface you're lying on to do all the work. Let all the tension go. And moving up to the muscles of your face. If your lips are pressed together or your teeth are clenched, release that tension too. Allow your mouth to open slightly, your teeth slightly parted. It doesn't matter whether you're breathing through your nose or through your mouth, whichever feels easier for you. And let your tongue rest comfortably in your mouth. Swallow when you need to. Otherwise, let all your muscles rest, relaxed. Also for the upper part of your face, free yourself from any tension caused by frowning or having your eyes tight shut. Smooth out your cheeks and your forehead. Allow all the muscles to rest, comfortable and relaxed. And all the time, give your breathing a slow, steady rhythm. If there is any effort at all, it should be in slowly blowing the air out. Then rest for a second or two before your body effortlessly draws in the next breath. Then gently blow the air out. Concentrate on that steady rhythm, the gentle rise and fall of your tummy. In and then out. In and out. And with your imagination, choose something to look at in your mind's eye. I'm going to suggest that we create your own private, peaceful, tropical beach. But when you've listened to this once or twice, you may prefer something different. Something that suits you better. As I am describing a warm, relaxing tropical scene, you may decide that you would prefer to imagine that you are beside a cool lake, or on a mountainside, or in the luxurious living room of a beautiful old mansion, with the sound of a big old grandfather clock gently tick-tocking in the background. You may simply wish to imagine that you're gazing at a candle flame that flickers slightly every time you breathe out. You can focus on anything that holds your attention, anything that is peaceful, calm, and relaxing. So please imagine that you have your own special place, where you are always safe and secure, where you feel comfortable and relaxed, and where you are in complete control. You can go there whenever you choose. Perhaps you just have to close your eyes. Or maybe your special place has a name, and any time you say that name to yourself, your imagination can take you there. Imagine that you're lying with your legs, arms, back, and your head, fully supported by soft sand. It feels very comfortable. You can choose whether it feels warm and cozy against your back, or you can have it cool and soothing. Imagine that if you move your fingers or wriggle your toes, you can actually feel the soft sand. Imagine too that as you lie there, the huge leaves of a palm tree are gently swaying above you, against a clear blue sky, with just a few small cotton wool clouds slowly drifting across. And as the leaves above you sway gently in the soft breeze, the sunlight gently flickers on your closed eyelids, creating a pattern of changing colours. Not far away, you can hear the soft swish of the water as it brushes up against the sand. Perhaps you may even be able to smell the clean sea air. This place is exactly as you would want it to be. Use your imagination to create anything that will add to your sense of security, peace, and tranquility. If you were to make the effort to turn your head to the right, you could see that just a few yards away, the blue waters of a tropical bay are lapping against the shore, wetting just a few inches of the beach. Then, as the water ebbs away a little, the sand dries briefly, only to be washed again with the next gentle swell. And the steady rhythmic rise and fall of the water matches the steady rhythm of your own breathing as you lie there, safe, comfortable, and relaxed. As you lie there, there is nothing that has to be done, nothing that you need to think about. This is your time for rest, a time for peace, a time for healing. I will be quiet for a few minutes. Just allow yourself to rest. Imagine that your body feels so heavy, so relaxed, that you do not want to move. Allow your mind to concentrate on the gentle swaying of those palm leaves above you, the light flickering against your closed eyelids, on the steady sound of the water as it brushes up against the sand and then slides back, and on the gentle in and out of your own relaxed breathing. And when you feel ready to bring this relaxation session to an end, do so gradually. You can imagine yourself moving gently away from your special place, as if you're on a magic carpet, perhaps. Or maybe there is a short path you can walk along, or a door that connects your special place to the world you normally live in. Whatever method you leave by, you can also use to go back, whenever you choose, because your special place is part of your imagination. You carry it with you wherever you go. As you leave your special place, begin to focus again on the sounds that are around you in the room. Remind yourself where you are. And again, when you're ready, slowly begin to move parts of your body. Maybe just your toes at first, or your fingers, then your arms, legs, and so on. But very gradually. Open your eyes when you are ready, and gently sit up when you feel that you want to.